We welcome you into our exclusive one-on-one with head coach Chip Kelly, presented by Gatorade. I'm Dave Spadaro, and Coach, let's begin with the most recent news. You signed Brad Smith, and it's another signing. You hope to get some immediate contributions from him. But you look at Mail and Good and Carmichael, and these are players who Howie and company have added since the training camp began. And they've made contributions. Can you just kind of talk about how important that is for you, that the personnel department is finding guys to fit what you and Bill and Pat want to do?
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing with anybody that's not a starter is how do they affect special teams. And that was the biggest decision with Brad, is that he's a four-core special teams guy. He does a great job of covering kickoffs. He's also on the punt team in his career. He can also return kickoffs and can be on the punt return team. So, you know, Jeff's a prime example of that. He had two tackles on Sunday and then also had a penalty, you know, forced a penalty call. So anybody that's not a starter really has to be a great contributor on special teams, and all those guys you mentioned fell into that role.
And then when Rock had a chance to start, he stepped in and played well, and Najee stepped in the middle of a game and gave you what you wanted on defense. I mean, your coaches have really gotten everybody up to speed very quickly.
Yeah, we got a good bunch of guys, and I think your depth is always going to be tested in the National Football League. When you only have 46 guys active, it makes it difficult. And when you lose someone, Michael Kendricks was out for a little bit, and Najee went in and did a great job. Same thing with Fletch. And that's part of being a good football team, is having good depth, guys that can contribute on special teams, but if their opportunity comes up to get more snaps offensively and defensively, they can certainly do that.
And your quarterback, Nick Foles, who was a second-team quarterback to start the season, has played extremely well. You've called him a really good decision-maker, and I wondered, what are the factors that go into a decision-maker? Is that something that is developed by Nick over the course of time? Is it a combination of his innate skill versus, you know, with coaching? I mean, what goes into that?
I think it's, you know, first and foremost, having an understanding of what we're trying to do. You know, he's got a good grasp overall of what our scheme is and what we're trying to do with the football and how we're trying to affect the defense in terms of what we can do, and can diagnose coverages very quickly. And if they're taking one thing away, how do we get to another aspect of it? And you know, he's a lot like a point guard in basketball. You know, you got to make sure you're getting it to the guy that's open, and he's done that the last couple of weeks here.
A good decision to you is what? Not forcing something?
There's a lot of things that are a good decision. You know, sometimes a good decision is throwing the ball away. You know, because that's the only plausible option. Everything else is going to turn into a negative. So it's not always throwing the touchdown. It's not always throwing the home run, because that may not be there. But it's just making a decision not to force it into coverage, or understanding that on second down and 10, if you check the ball down and you make it a workable third down, that's a good decision, instead of on second and 10 trying to throw the ball for a 15-yard completion that's incomplete and now we're third and 10. You know, get a chance to not take a sack and get rid of the ball and give us another chance, a better chance. You know, if the only option was to hold on to the ball, wait for the receiver to get open, and then maybe you get a chance of taking a sack, we'd rather have you throw it away and then play the next snap. So he's done a really good job of that over the last couple of weeks.
He's also shown a lot of confidence throwing the ball and allowing his receivers to go make plays. How does that confidence, how does that chemistry develop? How does that kind of come over the course of time?
Just through training, you know, and understanding where Riley's going to be, where Deshaun's going to be, you know, where our tight ends are going to be, and understanding the overall concept of the play. And, you know, if this coverage means this, then we have a shot at throwing this over the top, or and this is how these guys beat these guys, whether it be to the inside or to the outside. And spends a lot of time studying and a lot of time watching film, and has a really good, a good understanding of what we're trying to do.
I ask this question as I've received some questions from casual fans who wonder, when the quarterback lines up in shotgun versus under center, what goes into the thinking there? Are there advantages to under center versus shotgun?
Yeah, it depends on what you're trying to do. You know, there's certain times where it's easier if it's a non-read play in the run game and you're just trying to get the ball to the tailback as deep as possible. You know, you can be underneath. It limits your options a little bit from a run standpoint, because the quarterback's not as much of a running threat, or the ability to kind of keep it and do something with it. So it just depends on what you're trying to get accomplished. You know, you don't always have to be under the center. Obviously, when you're not under the center and you're farther away from the line of scrimmage, it's a little bit easier to see the blitzes and to get away from the blitzes, because you're not in the same spot. But there's advantages and disadvantages to both, and that's why we kind of do both.
You have seen this offensive line grow in 10 games. They played very, very well on Sunday in Green Bay. They played very well for the entire season, just gotten better and better. Can you talk about the development up there?
great group. You know, they love football. They work extremely hard in practice. You know, I think to be a successful team, it starts up front, you know, both on the offensive line and the defensive line. And I think those two groups have been the key to us, our success, you know, and how well they're playing. But real students of the game, work extremely hard in practice, have a great feel for what we're trying to get accomplished. Very rarely do they make a mistake of, you know, we're just cutting a guy loose because they didn't put us in the right play. You know, Jason Kelsey's kind of the quarterback up there, and when we call a play, he kind of sets the blocking scheme in terms of how we're doing it and where we're going. And there's a lot of communication that goes on, you know, between the tackles and the guards and the center to put us in situations where we're trying to be successful, and they've done a great job with it. You know, especially really these last 2 weeks, I've been really, really happy with how our offensive line is playing.
I'm not sure a lot of fans know about Allen Barber. He's made the team. You know, he's played guard, he's played tackle, he's played very well. What's been the key to his success?
Yeah, his versatility is really key. Usually people are kind of one position players up there. You know, Jason Kelsey is a center. Jason can't go out and play tackle. Allen has the ability to play both. You know, Todd Harriman early did it. Todd was a tackle guard. You know, I think when we only have 7 offensive linemen active on game day, your 2 non-starters have to be some swing guys. So Allen is a guard tackle for us. Julian Vandervelde is a center guard for us. You know, and if you do have an injury, and Jason went down for a little bit on Sunday, you know, you got to be able to plug someone in. But he's a tough, hard-nosed, physical player, has worked extremely hard at it, is really, really solid at the point of attack, and got a nasty streak to him, and played really well when his opportunity came last Sunday.
Chip, you've given since day one in the preseason, you talked about the young defensive linemen and how you wanted to see them grow, and they seem to have grown very nicely. Can you talk about Benny and Cedric and Vinny and all of them up front, really getting in the rotation and doing good things?
Yeah, that whole group has played extremely well for us. And, you know, one of the reasons we could make a trade a little while ago at the trade deadline was trying to get more snaps for the younger guys. And I thought Benny Logan played his best game to date. We're getting high play out of Cedric Thornton week in and week out. Fletcher Cox played outstanding. You know, he's a second-year guy. I think you think of Fletcher and Vinny as the old guys of the group because they are, but I think it speaks to the youth. You know, and Damon Square came off. You know, he was finally active. He was active at the beginning of the year, but then after the trade, we activated him again. You know, and so we're really getting contributions from 6 guys up front. Clifton Gathers is another guy that has really done a lot of really good things for us. So I think they're fresh. You know, I think we got a good rotation that, you know, we're playing a lot of snaps on defense, but I think our defensive line has really kind of wrapped their arms around what we're trying to do down there. They can play really hard for 3 or 4 snaps, get a break, come out, and then go back in, and there's really not a drop-off, you know, and Az does such a good job with keeping a really good rotation in there. But, you know, you got guys like Fletcher, Sed, and Benny that are playing well, but then to have Clifton, Damon, and Vinny, that we consider all 6 of them starters, and they're all playing at that level right now.
The Washington Redskins come to town on Sunday. The opponents in Week 1, now we're in Week 11. Robert Griffin III, the quarterback, how much different does he look Week 1 to now physically?
He looks a little different. You know, obviously he was coming off the injury, and we played him in the first game of the season, but as the season's gone along, he's you know, his role in the offense has expanded. He's running the ball more. He's making plays with his feet, kind of what he's known for. Still throws the ball extremely well. You know, I they're ranked up to the top of the league in all offensive categories, so they're having a lot of production on the offensive side of the ball, and he's obviously a threat every single time he's in the game.
What jumps out at you with Washington defensively?
They have a great pressure package. You know, I think Coach Hazlitt's been known for that. They got a group that really understands it. London Fletcher is in his 16th year in the NFL playing linebacker for him. You know, D'Angelo Hall in the secondary. They got 2 great outside linebackers in Arakpo and Kerrigan that can really cause some headaches for you. You know, they set the edge, but they also rush the quarterback very well. So I think they got good players at all levels, and I think it's a scheme that's going to challenge you, and you know, it should be a heck of a game.
The NFL continues its salute to service platform, Coach, and I know that the military theme has always been important to you. Something from the time you were a kid, I mean, why is your involvement in military so strong?
I've had an opportunity to go to the Middle East and visit our troops and see them up close and personal in action, and you just kind of come away, you know, just inspired by how they go about their business on a daily basis, and the enthusiasm and professionalism they have for their work, and really what they do allows us to do what we do now. And I think the freedoms that we have are a direct result because of what our military does, and really the sacrifices they make, and not only them, but I think their families, especially when they're deployed overseas, that are back here in the States. You know, that it's something that I think we need to recognize, and when you have the opportunity to say thank you, you should.
Excellent message. Thanks, Coach. Chip Kelly, one-on-one exclusively here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, presented by Gatorade.